Since it debuted in 2008, Virginia Western Community College, the Access Program, CCAP, has meant more than 3,400 local high school students have received tuition funding to attend Virginia Western. The nonprofit Virginia Western Community College Educational Foundation provides the money, and that fundraising campaign is getting closer to reaching its goal. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in the studio now to talk about CCAP, Virginia Western President Dr. Robert Bobby Sandel. Dr. Sandel, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good to see you again. How are you?
Couldn't be better, thank you, on this nice rainy day.
All righty. Dr. Sandel, the CCAP fundraising campaign started back in 2017 with a target of $6.5 million. It's now about $500,000 from its goal, and now an anonymous donor has provided a matching grant of $250,000. Will that help motivate other donors, you think?
Yeah, we found that if we have matching gifts, we do get many more contributions because whatever they put in is going to be matched by this donor's $250,000. The CCAP program is one that really resonates well with the folks in our region because it responds to the needs of people that need financial assistance. And the beauty of it is, the greatest strength of it is we get a lot of money from municipalities also to do this, all the different municipalities we serve. And anybody who gives money to us, our foundation says we will match it pretty much. It's not that we're giving you all the money and now go with it. So if a county gives us $100,000, we match that $100,000. So it shows from both sides that how it works.
I'm just wondering, Dr. Sandel, I'm wondering if you've got a lot of case studies or success stories you can highlight to people that are potential donors about, here's what this kid did. He got in, got his foot in the door at CCAP, and he's gone on to greater things, or she's gone on to greater things.
Yeah, I mean, one of the great pluses of CCAP is, I know, like at the Roanoke City Schools, I know the member, the chairman of the Roanoke City School Board told me that many parents and students have told them that this has provided hope, H-O-P-E, hope for a lot of kids that never thought they would have the opportunity to go to college. Didn't even think about it because financially it was just not something they could do. And the money, if you make a certain GPA, grade point average, we will provide that opportunity for these young people to go to school, and the different school districts have different GPA criteria. But you know, when you give people an opportunity, that's the key thing. You give them opportunity, and then they got to work at it to make it happen.
So, yeah, I wanted to ask you about requirements. So, it's GPA. Is it also income?
Income has something to do with it. It has. Everybody who applies for CCAP has to go through the financial aid process, and that determines what your financial eligibility may be. And whatever financial aid does not cover, then CCAP will cover for you. So it covers the whole, in the southern term, the whole enchilada.
Okay.
It covers everything for them. And, I think Josh Meyer, our PR guy, was telling me that we had about a 12% increase in people applying for CCAP. So it's something that we do annually. We give over $1 million a year in scholarships, and so about every 5 years we go with about a $5 or $6 million campaign, so to keep it going for the next 5 years.
We're talking with Dr. Bobby Sandel, the president of Virginia Western Community College. I'm just wondering, after you reach that $6.5 million goal for the campaign, how do you make sure those funds are sustaining? Does it sort of become an endowment at that point, or how does it work?
Well, what we do with CCAP is the money is used. I mean, the money, we have to, what we do is we start over another campaign. So every 5 years we are running a $6.5 million campaign because that money comes in and goes out. I mean, we have endowments for other things, but CCAP is a continuous contribution effort on our part, and it just never stops because we got to spend over $1 million a year to pay for the scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Just talk about the campaign, Dr. Sandel, and the when you first announced the campaign, were people willing to jump on board? Major, you know, sponsors, smaller donors. Did they see that there was a niche for this that really needed to be filled?
Yeah, I think the Roanoke region, and when I talk about the Roanoke region, the Roanoke Valley, you know, Franklin and Salem City and Botetourt and Craig and Roanoke County, Roanoke City, they have all been very responsive to this because they see that this is giving back and giving opportunity to young people to go to school, because there's so much job demand out there that we need folks to fill those positions in the workforce. So it's kind of a two-edged initiative there. The public wants more people getting the skills they need to go to work. And this program provides that for many students. And if they wanted to go into four-year college, they could do that also, or they could go right into the world of work.
Mm-hmm. How much is the pandemic influencing? So you say the statistic where I think fall 2020 applicants were up 12%. What's happened, Bobby, over the last year and a half? Where is the influence of COVID been on?
All right, well, I can tell you, COVID has been has had a very negative impact on community colleges nationwide. You know, we have so many vulnerable students, and we have students that are just impacted by COVID much more than maybe other families. And, you know, we have a number of folks that are 25 and above that lost their jobs and things of that type. So community colleges have lost enrollment nationwide, mostly in the 25 to 40 year range. Now, we're still doing strong with our K-12 students. At Virginia Western, we're down about 2% for this semester.
Enrollment.
And we are less than the system is. I mean, the system is actually more than that. And nationwide, here are the exact figures, Gene. Nationwide, during COVID, at the worst time, community colleges nationwide lost about 9.8%. And in Virginia, they lost about 9.2%. And at Virginia Western, we lost about 7%. I mean, that's still a lot. Now, that's coming back now. It's coming back. But COVID had dramatic impact on our students.
Is that because people were losing their jobs? They might have been going to school at night and working during the day, but they lost their jobs?
That's part of it, losing their jobs. And also, they had kids at home. A lot of them had to stay at home to take care of their kids. So, we're not just 18, 19, 20-year-olds. I mean, we're 18 to 80. And one of the largest groups we have are the 25 to 40-year-olds, and that's where we've been hurt. And we're trying everything we can to get them back into school with whatever type programs we can do.
Before I throw it back to Joey, just remind people, Dr. Sandel, if they want to donate to the Educational Foundation Fund, where do they go?
Well, they can go on to the Virginia Western's website, and that is the place to go, virginiawestern.edu. And you can go up to the foundation link and you can give money to the foundation. This money makes a difference to the people of our region and to the young people especially.
All right, it's 8:52 at WFIR. We're delighted to have the president of Virginia Western Community College with us this morning live in the studio, Dr. Robert Bobby Sandel. And Dr. Sandel, CCAP students also engage in community service projects, more than 25,000 volunteer hours to date. Now, is that a requirement?
That is a requirement. We're going to give them some money. We want them to work hard, but we also want them to give back. They need to see, and we work with all the nonprofits. So all the nonprofit agencies have an opportunity to use numbers of our students to help them in different projects they may have. So that's kind of where all these hours go to. And they're very the nonprofits are very receptive to using our students.
Mm-hmm. One thing that Josh Meyer sent me, that more than $8 million in student debt has been eliminated due to the CCAP tuition funding paid for by the Educational Foundation Fund. So for the demographics of VWC, especially Dr. Sandel, what has that meant for the average student?
Yeah, the fact of life is many of our students are in financial need, and the finish of community college, which is still the best financial bargain, it still puts a burden on their back to be able to pay back financial aid to the federal government, and so it makes a tremendous difference because it lets them to be able to start in their work environment debt free, and then they can move forward in a much more streamlined way to be successful in the jobs they want to get.
Mm-hmm. Now I know you talk about the typical Virginia Western student. Something you started a couple of years ago there with help from Kroger was a food pantry, and that is for kids or students that many of them older adults that just don't have enough food at home. Has that been successful?
That has been unbelievable. The Kroger has been involved in that. Kraft Foods has been involved in that, and we've been one of the national pilots for that. Let me just tell you, I was amazed at the survey we took of our students, of the number who had food needs. I mean, it threw me. And so now we have a full food pantry. It's available to our students working through our student services office. And let me tell you, they take full advantage of it, and it makes your heart feel good when you see all this happen. And Kroger and Kraft have been very supportive of this program.
And they can even bring some food home if they need to,
to
make a meal that night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what this is. They can get meals for right there at school, or they can actually take home a bag of food to take home to their family.
I'm talking with Dr. Bobby Sandel from Virginia Western Community College. I wanted to ask you, President Biden has talked about making community college free nationwide. Would that supplant the need for a CCAP program? And if so, could those funds then be redirected towards other things like help with books and things like that?
Well, we find that so many of our students, they may get the financial aid to pay the tuition, but then you get the high book cost. They have so many travel costs, child care costs, and things of that type. This thing by President Biden is very important. His wife is a teacher at Northern Virginia Community College, and she's done that for a number of years. So they've been close to what community colleges are. And the reason you can give a cost to community college students, because our tuition is so low. I mean, you can go to community college for $2,000, you know, a semester.
It's a bargain.
It's a great bargain, and your money goes much further. So to answer your question, it would be a great help, but it would also help us to be able to fill other needs that these students have that you just can't imagine what they are.
Just a couple of minutes left with Dr. Bobby Sandel from Virginia Western. I wanted to ask you, you're very big on workforce development. How has the pandemic influenced maybe what majors, what courses students are taking?
What's happened is that the pandemic has caused a tremendous shortage of jobs. Let me tell you, you go to any area today and you'll see help wanted signs everywhere. And there's a tremendous skills gap out there. So the skills gap is really pushed into what we call our technical programs, our mechatronics programs, our welding and machining and HVAC and electrical and electronics and things of that type. The demand is very heavy. And let me tell students or anybody out there, the demands for jobs are unlimited. Virginia Western has a program in place to be able to fill those. And what we do is we work with the industries to find out what those needs are, and then we make sure we have programs to respond to those.
But can they use CCAP funding for certificate programs, or does it have to be a two-year program?
No, exactly. We can now use CCAP they can use it for up to 3 years, and they can use it for a certification program, for a short-term job training program, and that's where we're getting a lot of emphasis now. So that's a good question. Great question.
Thanks. About a minute or so left, but the mask situation, students are masks?
Yeah, all students who come to the campus have to wear a mask inside. We require our faculty and staff to be vaccinated. So the protocols are in place, and all of our social distancing. We do have 100% usage in our classrooms. We're down to the 3 feet now instead of the 6 feet. So we're doing all of the things necessary, following all the CDC and the governor's guidelines. We are a very safe campus, and so we have all the protocols to keep our campus clean on a daily basis.
Real quickly, you said that students are not required. I'm sure a lot of them are, but however, you are offering them a $100 gift certificate for the bookstore if they get vaccinated.
Right. If they get their vaccination, we'll give them a $100 credit in the bookstore, and hundreds of them are now taking advantage of that, as they should.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Again, if people want to donate, they can go to the Virginia Western website for the CCAP
VirginiaWestern.edu,
program.
VirginiaWestern.edu, and they'll get to it.
All right. Dr. Robert Bobby Sandel is the president of Virginia Western, and good to see you again, sir. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure to be here with this wonderful radio station. Thank you.